Bell. This is the person I'm thinking of. He is a major director of movies. He directed Alien, Black Rain, Legend, Blade Runner, G.I. Jane, Gladiator, Hannibal, Black Hawk Down, Matchstick Men, Kingdom of Heaven, Body of Lies, American Gangster, Robin Hood, among others. And his birthday is today. And his name is Ridley Scott. Happy birthday to you, Ridley Scott. Let's see, he's getting up there. He's 72 years old, but he's not just a director. He's produced so many things. The Numbers TV show, the Good Wife, the TV show, and lots of movies. And his son, you'll see his son show up a lot on his credits of things he does. I forget his son's name, but they work together. Anyway, this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Welcome, everybody. We have a lot of things that we do on the show. If you're new to it, we talk about today's date and what card it is and what that means and people who are born today. We have a contest, unless I forget. And it's a card-related question, generally speaking. And there's a prize, and the prize is usually a free report. And we've had lots of winners, and we've had some very hard questions, and we've had some fairly mediocrely hard questions. But if you know the answer and you're the first to call in, you get the prize. And if nobody gets it who calls in, the first one who emails me with the answer gets the prize. And I'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk a little bit more about today, which is a Three of Hearts, Five of Clubs. You know, this might be one of the most unmarriageable birthdays of the whole year, even though some people born today do get married. And there's a really high chance, high likelihood of somebody being born today being bisexual. Because the Three of Hearts itself means, I don't know, I'm not sure about love. I'm not sure if I'm a man or a woman. That's how I can play up. It's also extremely creative. I mean, you look at some of the people born today. Ridley Scott, for one, he's an extremely creative guy. But look at Clay Aiken is born today. And there you have the bisexuality. Billy Idol was born today. Bo Jackson, Dick Clark, Winston Churchill, G. Gordon Liddy, Bo Jackson. A lot of famous people. You know, being a Sagittarian, and we are now officially in Sagittarius territory, it gives a lot of benefit. It brings up the better side of life for most people who are Sagittarius. We have Mark Twain born today. We have San Francisco 49ers coach Bill Walsh. We have Ben Stiller and Jonathan Swift. That's a lot of people. Mandy Patinkin. I mean, it's a lot of famous people born today. Happy birthday. Actress Sandra Oh, who's on what's it called, Grey's Anatomy, where they always kill somebody every week. For all you guys out there who watch Grey's Anatomy, I have one question for you. Who are the writers going to kill this week? It's a murdering show, basically. It's in a hospital where people die a lot. I had to get a little sip of my tea. And, you know, Three of Hearts, but it's also a Five of Clubs. Five of Clubs love secret affairs, and they're very restless and very freedom-oriented. So, you know, it's highly doubtful that there's a lot going against anybody born today and staying in a long-term committed relationship. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So our contest question tonight, and, you know, if you've listened to this show, you'll know the answer to this question because I talk about it a lot. So it should be an easy one for most people. Okay. Most people should have it easy. Okay. And the question is this: when considering whether or not a potential relationship will be successful, what is the most important factor to be considered? When considering whether or not a potential relationship will be successful or not, what is the most important factor to keep in mind, take into consideration, to be aware of. Okay, that is the tonight's contest question. Sometimes people have written me, well, actually pretty frequently people write me and they'll ask me, when are you going to teach a class? And my answer usually is, well, I don't teach all that often, which is true. We usually have a class here at my house in California twice a year, but it's a short class. It's only like 6 hours, usually one day, even 5 hours. And so it's not really a class that most people would say would be worth a trip to go see. But I happen to be teaching a class in January that's a two-day class. And it's going to be at Fairfield, Iowa on January 23rd and 24th of this coming year. So if you're interested in really getting some in-depth card training, because this is going to be all about becoming a master of card interpretation, and it's good for people on any level of card knowledge, okay? It's about mastering card interpretation. This is good. It's a special opportunity. I may never teach a two-day class again. Who knows? Because I just shy away from it more and more for some reason. Okay, and all the information is at seventhunders.com. Just click on the seminars link at the top of any page, and you'll see all the information and how to register. I'd love to see you there. It's going to be nice and cold, so make sure you wear a nice warm clothing. I will be. I certainly will be. Okay. Well, the lines are filling up, but now it's time to, and there's probably some email answers to the question, which I'll check on our first break. But the first thing we're going to talk about is the topic tonight, which is the power of affirmation and how to get affirmations that really work. As I mentioned in the email blast that I sent out today, the book Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain sold over 10 million copies. So it points to that there's a real need for something that people can use that will really work to create more in their life. And, you know, it goes along the lines a lot like the movie The Secret as well. But I'm here to tell you that imagining something that you don't already have, imagining creating a visualization of something that's not real to you is probably not going to cause any effect at all, which is why most people read all these books about creative visualization and money affirmations and they don't have any change in their life. And this whole word affirmation has gotten sort of a bum rap in a way because affirmation is now about like dreaming up something that may or may not happen. And there's no guarantee, of course, that it's going to work. There's no, you have to, it's basically like you're guessing, you're hoping, you're praying, but you never feel like for sure something's going to work. Well, I'm going to give you something that absolutely will work. And it really is the proper use of affirmation. And it's very powerful. It's extremely powerful. It is the core, actually. It is one of the core teachings that I teach about prosperity. How do you have more prosperity in your life? And now this can be prosperity in any area. It could be prosperity in money, of course, but also it could be in love. It could be in health. It could be lots of any area of your life where you want to have more in your life. And that is, you have to affirm that which you already have. That sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Affirm what you already have. Because the truth of the matter is, we rarely spend much time really considering and taking in what we already have. And, you know, I mean, it's so funny, and I've told this story before, but you walk into the house of a person who's having, who's kind of poor and not having good financial karma, and you'll find money all over the floor. you'll find a disconsideration for things that are right in front of the person, an ignoring of it. So the real power of affirmation is to get off of ignoring that which we already have and begin to affirm how great it is. Now, you can take this a step further. I look at life as being like a little bank that we can put things in, and it has interest. It bears interest, and it accumulates. And the bank that I'm talking about is the bank of appreciation. So just to make it a conscious practice to start appreciating what you have and people in your life. You know, even if you don't get along with somebody that well, if they do one thing that you really like, speak up and affirm it and say, wow, I love it when you do that I love it when you did that to me or did that for me or whatever. It really means a lot to me. See, this is opening up the flow of the universe to you, and it allows you to receive more. It allows you to receive more in your whole life. So it's affirming what's already there, not making up something like, I have $1 million. I see my body just covered with $1,000 bills stuck to me, and I just attract money like a money magnet. That's not going to work, folks. That does not work. I've never heard of anybody saying that worked for them. It is okay. Like if you have a health thing, like even Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, it's not like you're dreaming it up, but you become aware of all the energy in the field that surrounds your body. We just become aware of it. And the very act of being aware of that field, which he calls the inner body, can cause a healing to happen in your body. So, this is the real thing. And if you're not consciously practicing affirmations, affirming what you have every day, then your life's getting worse. It is. It has to. You know, if you're ignoring what you have and then complaining, and you're just, you know, I mean, 95% of the people on the planet Earth have no refrigerator. Do you take time to appreciate that you have a refrigerator every day? How many less people don't even have a car? I mean, I don't even know. It's got to be a pretty low percentage of people that have a car. I mean, and you know, we just take it for granted. I mean, I have two cars, right? So we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be affirming, to be conscious of, to be affirming in our life, that we really don't have time to complain or to, think there's not enough. Okay? So there is the power of affirmation that can change your life. Be grateful. Be aware of. And now, don't just think about it. Say it out loud when you, especially if it's another person, like if you're in a relationship, you should be putting affirmation money in the bank of that relationship every single day. You should be telling your partner what you love about them, what you appreciate about them, whatever it is, even if it's only one thing, you know, you should be reinforcing that by saying it out loud. That causes an increase. I wrote this in my big money book, but there's a song that came into my head once when I had a transformation about money, and it was appreciate the things you have. Appreciate what you create. Appreciate the things you have, and you'll be given more. That's it, folks. Enough said. Let's get out and do it. Now we're coming up to New Year's, Christmas time. It's time to really just take it all in. Okay? All right, so we're going to have a break now, but before I do, I want to just remind you that the contest question tonight is, when considering whether or not a potential relationship will be successful or not, what is the first and most important factor to take into consideration? Okay, what's that factor? All right, good. Okay, so on this break, we're going to listen to the song Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nice little Sanskrit chant. When we come back, we have the lines full, and we'll start out with Julie from California, and then we'll take it from there. So we'll be back right after Krishna Hare Krishna. Okay, so first person on the phone tonight, her name is Julie, and wouldn't you know, she's a Jack, and she's July 17th, 1972. Are you there, Julie?
Hello.
How are you, Julie?
I'm good. I really, really appreciated your piece on affirmations, and I just wanted to let you know that I resonate with the appreciation part of it. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, good. You're very welcome, and I appreciate your comments. Now, are you actually born July 17th, 1972?
No, I wanted to mention that I mistakenly said 72 because my birthday, my year is 58, but I'm asking about a person, I would like to ask about a person born in 1972.
Okay, so what's your birthday?
7/17/1958.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you are a Jack after all.
Yes.
It's funny how all these Jack people end up with names that start with J. Okay, so what's the birthday of this person you want to ask about?
It's July 28th, 1972.
Okay. Now, is this a relationship for you?
Yes, I'd like to know what kind of working relationship, how well that would work out.
This is for work and not personal? Or both?
I don't know. I would say work to start off. I don't know if anything else would develop, but I don't know if you have any other comments.
Well, this is a person who's a King of Hearts. Are you familiar with the card system at all?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, so he's a King of Hearts. And King of Hearts they're very smart people, and they're really good with people. So if it's a people business, he could be very effective. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have Mars connections with him. You don't have, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, you got Mars. You have a lot of Mars with him. And mostly from your point of view, you might find yourself highly attracted to him, physically speaking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if he would also find you attractive. Because these Mars connections that you have basically go one way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there is Jupiter and I think that this would be a good choice for business. I don't know if he would choose the love part or not. Maybe, because King of Hearts likes to have a harem, and if you want to be one of the harem, he might be okay with that.
Well,
okay?
I'm mostly interested in the work relationship.
Well, the work should be okay. I mean, yeah, Mars is actually good for working relationships, so it's good. So I would say, yes, this will be an okay person. But
okay.
You need to be careful because you have a Jack of Hearts in Neptune this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a Jack of Hearts, but he is a Jack because of him being younger and being a heart man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you might tend to have romantic or other fantasies about him without even it's not something you would do consciously, you just would. You understand?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, make sure you get some second opinions from other people about him before you get invested in him, either business-wise or romantically, because you can't see straight about him this year. Okay,
and is getting into a business situation early part of next year, does it show up for me?
Well, it shows a partnership of some kind that happens between Christmas and February 11th.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean with him, but it's potential for sure.
Oh.
And it would be a good partnership if you did.
Oh,
okay. So you should be looking for a partner to work with. I mean, I would if I were you.
Right.
But be very careful about any heart men.
Got it.
Okay? Because you have a weakness for them this year, which will cause you not to see them as they truly are.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, next up is Leanne from Minnesota. Her birthday is February the 15th, 1954. Are you there, Leanne?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. And how are you?
Good.
So you're a 10 of diamonds and a 3 of clubs.
Ah.
Did you know that?
I did. I have the love card book and the other book, and I've looked at it somewhat. Yeah. I'm curious about how, about my money. It's been being kind of stuck.
For how long? 55 years?
I know.
Just guessing.
No, but for about...
Just a wild guess.
For about 5 years.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and what changed in your life in those 5 years that, you know, if we might just take a wild guess, I mean, what did anything happen significantly in 5 years?
Well, yeah.
What?
Well, I changed my marital status, and I moved. I became a single mother, and I also became interested in doing, I used to do business stuff, and now I'm my own business, but as a coach, like, and it's just, yeah.
Okay, so 5 years ago, you started your own business as a coach, is that correct?
Yeah.
And ever since then, the money's been kind of bad?
Yeah, not so good.
Okay.
It's been okay. It's been okay, but not anything like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll take a wild guess, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the cards pretty well, mm-hmm. and every card in the deck has certain little package of things they deal with in their life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the biggest thing is for Ten of Diamonds people?
Hmm.
And it's called the most blessed card in the deck, too. You know.
Yeah, it's blessed, but it's a diamond, so it's money. I don't know.
Well, it's that they have a lot of trouble receiving. They have trouble asking for what they want and trouble receiving.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the number one issue. It's the first thing I think of whenever I talk to a Ten of Diamonds person.
Wow.
So you change from a situation where, you know, you had a job or something, and then you went to a situation where you had to come up with, you know, your own prices and stand up, and all of a sudden you can't make money, see?
Yeah. And I also have a book that's almost done, and that's been, I just haven't been moving on that, and everybody says, it's great, and I should get it out, but I haven't been moving on that either.
Well, you know, you have writing ability, you're three of clubs, but see, if you're blocking the money coming in, that won't matter what you do. Anything you do will be unsuccessful. So, the whole thing for you is to focus in on what is really important. And you have, this is the year for you. You have a Seven of Diamonds long range, which is the card of financial challenges and potential transformation. I mean, you could turn this around. You could become extremely wealthy overnight. If you were to really get clear about your relationship with money. Did you hear my talk earlier in the show?
Yes, and that's something I do a lot of, appreciation.
Uh-huh. You appreciate what you already have?
Yeah.
Well, there's something, you're blocking the money coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're blocking it, and you may have a reason for it, you know. There could be some reason.
Yep.
But it's the number one thing for people of your card. And once it's overcome, life, that Jupiter influence of your card can come in, and it's amazing. Okay? You know, there can be lots of reasons. People say, well, you know, I can't just let somebody give to me because I'm afraid they'll want, you know, I'll owe them something. That's one thing, you know. There can be lots of reasons, but the bottom line is you have to be somebody that everybody can give money to without any hesitation.
Okay.
That's what you have to become, okay?
Everyone can give money to without hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Without any hesitation. You know, like if somebody offers you something, you say, thank you, I love it when people give me things. If you're not saying that, you're blocking it.
Okay. Huh.
Anything inside you that holds back or thinks that's stupid or whatever, there you have it. There's your problem right there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Keep listening. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller. This would be Cindy from Santa Rosa, March 10th, 1954. King of Diamonds, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello, I'm here.
Well, so what?
Hello, I'm here.
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Hello.
So are you March 10th, 1954?
Yes, yes, that's me. Hello, Robert, yes.
It's funny how many women I've met who are King of Diamonds whose name is Cindy.
Really?
And I don't know why.
Well, I listened to your show last week as far as successful names, so I thought, what does Cindy mean? I guess Cindy,
So what can I do for you this evening, Cindy?
Well, I have the answer to your question.
Okay, what's the answer?
Marriageability factor.
Okay, that's close. So
connections.
What can you elaborate on that a little bit?
The connections, especially the first two.
Oh, the connections between the two people?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's not definitely not it.
Well, it's the birth card and a planetary ruling card.
What about it?
That you check. Well, that you check. You check for compatibility.
Compatibility. Now, that's not the answer.
Oh.
You were closer in the beginning, but that's okay.
Well, it was an open question. It was like, does he mean marriageability factor?
When considering whether or not a potential relationship will be successful or not, what is the most important factor to consider? That's the
overall
question.
Compatibility.
The overall compatibility. Is that your answer?
Is that the right one?
Spoken like a true King of Diamonds. What answer is going to get me the prize, all right? Just give it to me.
Yeah, I'll choose that one.
It's not going to work on me because my son has already trained me, my youngest son, King of Diamonds. I've already been trained with King of Diamonds. I have antenna out for you.
Trained you to do what?
So you didn't get the contest question. So now let's go on to whatever your other question might be.
Okay. Other question is, I've got your $2, the love book, and then the card of your destiny, and then the birthday one. But I'm just wondering about connection between myself and a Nine of Clubs.
What's a Nine of Clubs person's birthday?
December 9, 63.
Oh, okay. So you want to know your connections with this person?
Well, I already know the connections, but I mean, this year I'm supposed to have a Four Hearts. I think it's my long range. And as much as I'm desiring something to come in, it's like I keep going for these Ace of Diamonds, Five of Club people. Clubs is supposed to be marriageable. I mean, we're supposed to be compatible, but it's like not happening. So it's like, okay, Four Hearts, what happened?
Well, Four of Hearts means that it can mean family, a focus on family and close friends.
Yeah.
It can mean focusing on your home. And I've seen that in some cases that Four of Hearts shows up, a person will turn away some new love that comes into their life.
Really?
They'll actually not let it in. Okay? Because the Four of Hearts can mean my plate is full. See?
Mm.
I don't have any room for more in my life. Now, I'm not sure if any of that applies to you, but what is it you want? You really want a relationship?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so have you gotten clear on what kind of relationship that is that you want?
I'm getting clearer and clearer every day by trial and error, but
you're a diamond, and if you don't, you're gonna get whatever you're clear about. You know, that's the bottom line.
Mm.
King of Diamonds. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you're not getting the results that you think you want, it's because you're not being clear. All right?
Mm.
So you have, right now, you just entered a new period. You have a Ten of Hearts and a Two of Hearts. There's definitely love in your life. And there's going to be more love between now and your birthday.
Mm.
Okay? So remember what I was talking about at the beginning of the show about affirming what you have?
Yeah.
I bet you have a lot of stuff to be affirming about that are good right now, don't you?
Yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Just
guessing. I do have one question for you, though. One of the previous shows, you talked about, you know, in astrology, you have the first, second, and third decans. Is that what?
Decanates, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking mine is the King of Hearts, which is like my moon card. Is essentially that is your moon card?
Yeah, yours would be your decanate ruler, and your case would be the King of Hearts, because, yes, your decanate is Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You got that right. That's very good of you.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Good job.
Question. Well, I guess I'll keep listening for the answer here.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
See you, Cindy. Good night.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For those listening to the show, we have a contest question. And, you know, I do readings for people mostly to demonstrate how I use the cards so that you can learn how to use the cards better for yourself. So I hope you're paying attention. I'm giving out the birthday of each person. You can look up their spreads. You can be looking at just what I'm looking at by calculating their card and what period they're in and so forth and seeing the cards that are there. And look at how I talk about it. You'll learn a lot. That's the whole point of this. Okay? So we're going to take another break right now. On this break, we're going to listen to Rama Rama. And when we come back, we're going to finish up our calls. We have lots of callers waiting to call. Be right back after Rama Rama.
Yeah.
Yes, we're back. Yes, so good to be here. Still playing with the technology. We'll get it perfect someday. We're certainly working hard on it. And our next caller up tonight has been waiting for a long time. She was on at the very beginning, and then we had to re-cue her. It's Arlene from Pennsylvania. Are you still there, Arlene?
I sure am. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Very interesting and enlightening.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Very and much. I had gotten your Destiny cards and love cards back in 98, and it's pulled them out recently because we turn to things like this when our lives are questionable and mm-hmm. we need answers. But I'm nowhere near the expert that you are, so that's why I'm here tonight.
Well, good. What's your now? You're March 14th, 1954. Is that correct?
52.
Oh, 52. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That might have been my fault. Oh, yes. I wrote it down wrong. Okay.
All the babies of the 50s were calling tonight.
Yeah, I know. And I'm in the 50s, too. So what specific question might you have right now that I could answer for you?
Well, I feel like I'm on the verge of reinventing my life. My mother, a Sagittarian, passed away in March. And I get messages from her. I know she's in a good place. I'm very good. And I feel that my life is ready to go into its second phase. And I'm prepared and I'm open to whatever comes in. But a relationship has come back from the past that completely throws me. It was a high school sweetheart who... I guess the tactful way of putting it is Mr. Wright went to college and found Mr. Wright, but we stayed friends, and then we had a big gap of 30 years where we were out of contact, and then he has just come back into my life again, and I don't know what the purpose of this relationship is. It's very complex, it's very compelling for both of us, but I can't make any sense of it, and I don't know if it's karmic, if it's a lesson to be learned and gone, or if this person is meant to be in my life for whatever. He's June 27th, 1952.
Okay, and did you say that you're married?
I was very briefly, and love has been a difficult issue for me. I finally feel I'm open to a relationship now. I haven't been for most of my life, but I think I've cleared a lot of things away, and I feel that I'm open to the possibility for probably the first time in my life.
Okay. Now, is this a man, I assume, right?
Yes.
And is he gay? Did you say he was
gay?
Well,
he has been, but I don't even think it's wishful thinking. My instincts tell me there's something off about that, but I don't know what to make of it. At one time, he was very much in love with me. But we were always in that position at the wrong time. But I don't know what his... Or he's kind of in neutral right now. There's a friendship underlying things, but it's a complicated friendship. But whatever it is very strong.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're a Pisces, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you tend to look beyond a lot of the traditional boundary issues.
True.
And just stay focused on what you see in a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the only problem is that you could ignore things that are extremely important.
Oh, yes.
You understand? You can just completely set it aside in your little Piscean way and say, we don't have to look at that.
That's very true. That's very true.
Okay, so, I mean, and the other thing is Pisces have a lot of trouble asking for what they want or being clear about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so busy trying to give the other person what they want or what they think they want.
Yes.
You follow me?
Oh, definitely.
So far? Okay, so, and if you can't change that, there's no hope for you in a relationship, okay, because
mm-hmm.
that's going to determine the outcome every single time.
Right.
If you're going to keep doing that stuff. So the question it comes down to, you know, are you ready to take, to be real and to live in the real world when it comes to this area?
Yeah. Well, it's about time.
Okay, then the first thing you got to do is start asking some real questions of this person. And if you're afraid to ask the real questions, then you're just kidding yourself.
Okay.
If you're afraid you're going to hurt somebody's feelings by asking them what's really going on here, you follow?
It's a new old relationship, so right now I'm not sure if it's the time. I kind of tend to go by what people do rather than what they say, because I found that people can say many things, but their actions will always be true.
Right, that's true, but sometimes that you got to watch that your reasoning isn't just an excuse to avoid bringing up a question that might cause pain for you.
Okay.
Pisces hate pain.
Oh, yes, we don't like it. We get enough of it, too.
You know, the sign of Pisces is associated with
the martyrs, the sufferers.
Well, yeah, but in ancient India, it was the Brahmins that were the Pisces, all right?
Okay.
And one of their distinguishing characteristics was they could not stand any form of pain, okay?
Right.
They just couldn't handle it. They were very powerful also. If they cursed you, it was over. You know, whatever they said would come true. but they could not handle pain. That was one way you could tell a Brahmin from other people. You'd know without him telling you, him or her. Anyway, the thing about it is, yeah, it's early on, but you have a lot of feelings for this person.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah,
you know, that's not new.
No, it's old. And I think it's a two-way street, you know.
Well, so now it's time to find out if that's true or not. Okay.
Is it karmic?
I hear you saying that it's probably a two-way street, but you don't know for sure. And that's my whole point here is if you're going to keep like living in this world where it might be true but you never ask, then what you're really doing is just denying yourself having a relationship.
Right.
Unconsciously. Right. Just I had a Pisces once call me up for a reading. And she said that she wanted to know if her soulmate was going to come back to her. So I asked her all about the soulmate person. You know, who was this person? And I said, well, do you know his name? She said, no, I don't know his name. I said, well, what happened? I mean, how do you know him? Or, you know, I was just trying to get more information. And she said, she went on to tell me that she was just riding in a bus one day. And she saw this person sitting in the bus ahead of her, this man. And she knew that he was her soulmate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But she never said a word to him.
Well, that's just crazy.
And he got off the bus and left, and she never knows. She didn't know his name, where he lived, or anything. But 10 years later, she was still waiting for him. Yes, that's crazy. That's an extreme example. That's an extreme example of the same principle that I'm conveying to you. Okay.
Right. Well, I had not expected this person to come back, and
Yeah, I know. But now that he's back, it's time to take some action. Wouldn't you rather just get clear about it and move on, one way or the other?
I could deal with the friendship and move on. I mean, he may lead me to, you know, somebody else. I just don't know what it is about that one. I can't say I spent the last 30 years pining for him. Didn't really think about it.
Well, you guys have a Neptune connection. He's probably one of the most unmarriageable people in the whole world.
I'm sure.
And probably doesn't know if he's a guy or a girl.
That's what I'm getting.
And he adores you. He adores you on some level, and you must feel that or you wouldn't be interested in him. You understand?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah,
but
this may be somebody who's completely incapable of having a relationship of any kind. And if you actually do want a relationship, he might be the person you just say, oh, it's nice to see you again. I hope you're doing well. I got to go.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. I know he's not in a relationship now. He's been in a he's got a violent, not a violent streak, but he's got a dark streak that isn't particularly to my taste. A friendship is fine. In my sane moments, I absolutely think he'd be the last person I should hook up with. I guess I'm more curious. I don't really see him as a partner. I just want to know what he's doing in my life.
Whatever you allow him to do. It's not, you have to get out of the clouds and into the reality of you have a choice here.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose him in your life or you can choose him out of your life. You're not a victim to him.
No, not at all.
So my suggestion is get rid of him.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's
not even a friendship.
He's worthless for you. You don't need a friend. You need a guy. You need a man who can really be in a real. I mean, according to what you say, I know you're scared to death of being in a relationship. But it might be the best thing that ever happened to you.
He's
not the guy. He's the guy that you have a quasi relationship with that's not real. So you can tell your friends that you have a man, but you don't really. Okay.
This is true.
And it's a complete lie to even think y'all have a relationship with him. It's not going to happen.
Is there somebody coming down the road for me?
There could be somebody right away if you were open.
Really?
Right now.
Really?
Yes, you have the sex card right this moment.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
Awesome. Well.
Yeah.
Good.
So I mean, the opportunities come. You have to, get clear in yourself because you're the one that's kind of like living this like pretend kind of relationship thing, and this guy would be complete pretend for you. Okay.
Good to know. Suddenly opens.
See, here's the thing. You are so smart. You're like a genius. You know. You're like Einstein's birthday.
That's right. March 14th.
But when it comes to love, you are like a 2-year-old.
Well, I find unavailable men because I realized with my last relationship that I was with a commitment phobic, and it opened my eyes up to the fact that I'm finding these guys because I don't want the relationship.
That's
they were
right.
all long distance. There was always something. Where it comes from, I'm not sure, but I think I'm finally
And now ready. You've chosen another one.
Well, he came back to me.
A completely unavailable gay guy.
We had one night many years ago.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And he probably tells his friends, oh, yeah, I had sex with a woman once.
And after me, where else could he go?
And that's why I turned gay.
But
anyway.
I think it's time to reinvent my
see if you can let down all these tremendous walls you have around yourself. You're so afraid.
I feel I'm on the verge of something wonderful for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's the next chapter.
So I love talking to you, Arlene, and I have to go because our time is up.
Well, a pleasure, an enlightening pleasure. I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, wow, that was nice and interesting. I mean, this is a good example, you guys who are listening, of Piscean energy taken to sort of a little bit of an extreme when it comes to the relationship area. You know, it creates a sort of a whole conversation that's masking what's really going on. The real heart of the matter is, I'm afraid of being hurt in love. So I'm going to be interested in unavailable guys and, really out there. I mean, look at this, a gay guy who's like one of the most unmeasurable birthdays of the year. Anyway, so we really have to end tonight right on time, and we have to have room for Gayatri. So we're not going to have time for any more callers, even though I was looking forward to talking to Mary Beth and Marie. Would have been fun. I'm afraid we're not going to have time for that tonight. The contest question was, when considering whether or not a potential relationship will be successful, what is the most important factor to consider? And the most important factor to consider is who are the people in the relationship and, you know, what's their ability, a marriage ability? What is their availability? That's before you look at any of the connections. You look at each individual. Like I was just looking at her, Arlene, and she's marriageable, actually, her cards and stuff. But you can tell by her behavior, her choices, that she's not really. And she's picking people that are completely unavailable, and you can just look at them, their life situation, where they're being, and so forth. And it perpetuates not having a long-term committed relationship. So the first and most important factor is, who are we dealing with here? Who are the two people? What's their life situation? What are their past choices? Like, where are they going? Where do they say they're going? Are they married? Are they still hanging on to an ex? And are they a marriageable type person to begin with? That's the whole answer. Okay? And I'll check my emails to see if anybody got it online. I think somebody got close, that's for sure. So it's been great being on a show with you guys tonight. Have a great rest of your week. We're going down to Vegas to see the show, the Cirque du Soleil show, which I've been looking forward to for a long time. Remember, I'm teaching a live class in Fairfield, Iowa in January. And there's 2 days. It's a two-day class, and it's all the details are on 7thunders.com. So we're going to end our show, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it, and have a wonderful week. I'll see you guys again next week, same time, with some new questions, a new topic. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Sadhiturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurva Svahata Sadhiturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vinyam